Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Hey everybody, welcome to Two of the First Summer. I'm Bell. It's great to have you here. It is March 5th, 2025. We have some things to talk about today. A follow up from yesterday's topic about Brooks Koepka, Bryson DeChambeau, would they let their LIV contracts expire? Would they renew? Are they thinking about coming back to the PGA Tour? We've got some commentary from Bryson DeChambeau about his situation, some caveats that I think are worth pointing out, and then some interesting conversation from Rory McIlroy today at the Arnold Palmer Invitational Bay Hill about the nature of whether the PGA Tour actually needs to have a deal with the Public Investment Fund of Saudi Arabia. So let's talk about that to start things off. Jay Monahan, we spoke about this briefly yesterday, spoke with the media, small group of media, saying, you know, we feel like there's momentum toward a PIF deal, but that's definitely not going to be announced next week. Like, the odds of that are basically zero. And I think that was probably fair to say, even though there's kind of been this rumor mongering about whether, you know, the PGA Tour would invite LIV players to go play the Players next week, and we're moving so fast. And come on, man. We're almost 2 years into we're right there. Tomorrow is just shy of 3 months from 2 years, so 21 months since the framework agreement was signed. No one's going to rush to do anything. So let's just put the brakes on that. So McIlroy speaking today, and I believe it was Dan Rappaport, who's now a scratch, who asked, I thought it was an interesting question of, hey, the ratings are pretty good so far. They're not great. I mean, they've been better recently. Obviously, you've had big winners. You've had good tournaments. You have Rory do well. Even, you know, net up, but net down also over the trend of the years. You had Ludwig do great and win at Torrey Pines in dramatic fashion. That obviously drew a pretty good audience. Scotty's been playing better. You know, what does all of that look like? And you just kind of asked to weigh in on what the PGA Tour needs now from the PIF. So let's hear from
deal. I think the narrative around golf, I wouldn't say needs a deal. I think the narrative around golf would welcome a deal in terms of just having all the best players together again. But I don't think the PGA Tour needs a deal. I think the momentum is pretty strong, as you say. You know, TV's been good. You know, TGL's been hopefully pretty additive to the overall situation. And yeah, I would say, you know, again, you know, I answered this question in Torrey Pines 2 weeks ago before, you know, the landscape might have looked a little different then than it does now over these past couple of weeks. And I think a deal would still be the ideal scenario for golf as a whole. But from a pure PGA Tour perspective, I don't think it necessarily needs it.
So that is McIlroy's perspective here, right? Like, he's not functioning on the board these days. He's a TGL owner, former part of the board, part of the acquisition or the committee around an investment, basically. So he's got his perspective here, right? But I think he's kind of got a point, and he's maybe come around to Jordan Spieth's point of view, which is interesting. That's happened in a matter of just a few weeks, where it seems like Rory vacillates between we don't need this and why isn't this done already? And I think that's kind of where this this 2 year game has gone, where there are times where you go, oh, the ratings are cratering, we need everyone to come back. That's kind of what the end of last year was and the beginning of this year was. You go, we need to get this done. We need to get everyone back together. Do it today. And then you see the good ratings for when things happen, and they're not as good as they were. They definitely aren't. But people aren't watching TV as much. They definitely aren't watching his cable as much. So you have to kind of keep those caveats in mind. And the LIV Golf ratings will start to get a better handle of that, I guess, this week. You know, the Adelaide ones were decent, although they were West Coast primetime. You'll get that again this week. What do those numbers look like on Fox? We'll have a better handle on that, I suppose. But all told, you know, McElroy's got a point is we've got a lot of money coming in. We've got a new side business that's going to have a boatload of money coming in. I don't know if you've noticed watching TGL. I don't know if you even watch TGL. But if you've been watching TGL, a lot of rich people are showing up and showing up trying to be courted as potential investors, potential owners, potential expansion. They've got all of that stuff in their brains. They're trying to think about how do we do this for season two? Can we build another place? How quickly could we do that? Do we have an East Coast and a West Coast location? What do those things look like? Do we have an East Coast and West Coast division? What does that look like? There's a lot at play here for the potential of that future business. And that could be really additive to the PGA Tour business. So then they go, okay, well, we've got all this money coming in. PGA Tour's got a stake in TGL. Well, we've got Strategic Sports Group money for basically $3 billion. They're going to come in for all the money. And that's it, right? You know, maybe we just stop it right there and we hit a pause and reevaluate, see what happens with these contracts with Bryson and with Brooks Koepka, and then we decide from there. And if they don't re-sign, then, you know, we don't need them. And maybe the whole house of cards collapse, and all of a sudden the PGA Tour is worth even more because there's no competitor, right? And then you go, okay, well, now you've got a different DOJ problem. The Department of Justice goes, well, now you've got a monopoly. Now you've got a real monopoly. Maybe you shouldn't take on that Saudi money. There's a lot of moving parts to this. And it sounds like, I think this was, I forget whoever at golf.com had this, but the thinking here is there's a lot of communication happening between all sides. They've gone to the White House twice, and they had Al Ramayan come over and did this and did that, and they're talking. It doesn't sound like that's the case from golf.com reporting. It sounds more like it's been what it's been, and that is intermittent, sporadic, often one-sided communication, and it goes in spurts. Well, that's not really helpful to anybody, right? And if that's going to be the case moving forward, and that's the case that's been all this time, then maybe this really is just a game of chicken until someone decides we give up and we're going to give in to the other side's terms. Someone's going to give in, right? Someone at the PGA Tour is going to say, well, we need the investment, or someone at the PIF is going to go, we're hemorrhaging money on LIV. We're going to come together and we're going to give in to your terms. I'm not so sure that's the case. And I think the more that I understand, the more I think about it, it seems to me that Donald Trump is kind of being used here by the PGA Tour as a way to try to get the deal they want. And that is something much more favorable to them, where LIV goes away and the money comes in and maybe there's not a board. You know, a lot, it's more like that than, we just need Donald Trump to bring us together and the meeting of the minds is going to make this thing finally get over the finish line. I don't think that's the case. I think this was a leverage play, and not so much about the DOJ, not so much about, you know, the few things that are helping them to need to get over the line. This is about a leverage thing. And I think Rory saying, no, we don't need a Saudi deal is another leverage statement of, okay, well, hold on a second. People are watching us. They seem to like the product. They like the indoor hybrid golf league that we just made up out of nowhere. That seems to have done well. Maybe we don't need the Saudis after all. And I don't know where to come down on that. I know a lot of people have opinions on that. I know people have moral and ethical concerns, of course, and I'm one of those people. I don't know where it ends, but it sure feels like we are in this state of limbo about this. All right, to that end, second topic today, Bryson DeChambeau is in Hong Kong this week for the LIV Golf event in Hong Kong. In Fanling and at the Hong Kong Golf Club. Second year for that tournament. Third tournament of the series. They've had a multi-week break. So they're going to come into Asia. They're going to play Hong Kong. They're going to play Singapore. There are four tournaments through their season in 2 weeks' time. And then they're going to play one tournament at Trump Doral, which could be an interesting sideshow given everything that's going on right now. And then they've got the Masters. And then they kind of start their run through the United States for a little while, and then they come back for a little bit, but most of their schedule is international this year, right? So I believe this was Evan Priest from Australian Golf Digest / American Golf Digest. And Evan's got a great book coming out. We're going to have him on our podcast, the 19th Hole Golf Show, to talk about it. However, I'm pretty sure it was Evan or one of his compatriots asked Bryson DeChambeau about the rumors that we talked about on this show, that we did mention had some dubious nature, some dubious sourcing, that he had turned down an agreement or a contract extension, new contract offer from LIV Golf, and that he was probably done. He's going to go away and go to the PGA Tour. And then bolt that on to comments from Fred Couples that he's been talking to Brooks Koepka. They keep in touch. He wants to get back on the PGA Tour. And that the two big, basically biggest stars, plus John Rahm, you know, of LIV, the two of them were about to walk away. And, you know, everyone gets their fingers together, whether that's true or not. So Bryson was asked about it for his part. And Bryson said, hey, you know, I'm excited about the future of LIV Golf. He said, we're, quote, we're not going anywhere. And talked about the next, was asked about the next 6 years because the tournament in Adelaide has been extended in terms of commercial agreements through 2031. So if you kind of know, have been around professional golf contracts long enough to know, you know, there's a lot of outs from those things. Not paying your bills, just ask the folks with JTBC who are underwriting the Korean events that had to go away, the Savory Pak event that had to go away. You could also get in trouble with the law, just ask the Ponzi scheme folks who used to work with the Ginn Group, used to work with the PGA Tour and fall events. I mean, there's lots of ways to go with these contracts. That all said, Bryson said, you know, I think the future is bright. I'm happy to be a captain of the Crushers. I want to keep growing that. I want to keep doing that. It was a really interesting answer for a couple of different reasons. One, because most people are going to interpret it as Bryson saying, I'm not going anywhere. I'm not leaving LIV Golf, right? But you could read this two different ways, and I'd like to suggest those two different ways. One, he didn't say, I'm going to be playing LIV Golf for a long time. He owns 25% of the Crushers franchise, right? Whatever that's worth, and you could say it's worth zero, you could say it's worth a trillion. I don't care for this exercise. But he owns 25% of it. So he is an owner of LIV Golf in perpetuity so long as LIV Golf exists. He can be the captain in perpetuity so long as he wishes. He doesn't have to be a player to be a captain of LIV Golf. Think about Bubba Watson, right? Watson was relegated from the LIV Golf League after last season. He was still going to be the captain of the team if, for whatever reason, and I'm laughing about this, he wasn't going to get his picked back up by his own team to be the captain again this year, right? But he could have been a non-playing captain and had four players on his team that none of them were the captain, right? Could have had that. So that situation could apply to Bryson. He could still be the captain of the Crushers, just no longer playing LIV Golf events. Totally plausible. Also could be written in the contracts that once you leave LIV Golf, you lose your stake or have to sell it. Those things are possible too. But the other thing I think that you should read into it is that he's a player under LIV contract. And that's something I think the folks at Golf Channel brought up very astutely, is you have to take what Bryson says or what any LIV Golf player says at any LIV Golf event through the prism that they are on under contract for LIV Golf. And we talked about what LIV Golf contracts entail, but one of the big pieces of it is basically a non-disparagement clause where you're not allowed to talk smack about LIV Golf, not allowed to slap down LIV Golf in news conferences or public appearances. Effectively, they can kind of say yes or no to your interview access. What you get to say about LIV Golf is limited contractually. So why would Bryson sit there at a LIV Golf event where he's still getting paid, still earning money, and maybe still in negotiation about this thing, who knows, to say, oh yeah, can't wait to leave, out the door, going to the PGA Tour, got my exemption, have a 5-year exemption because I'm the US Open champion. I'll deal with whatever penalties I got to pay. I'll see you guys later after, you know, 12 more events this season or whatever his contract length is, right? That would be foolhardy as well for a couple of reasons. If he's still trying to negotiate with them, if he is unhappy or happy, he's still under the contract. He's still going to honor the terms of that. And he got paid a lot of money under the terms of that. They could attempt to claw that money back. So there's a lot on the line beyond just telling the truth, whether this is the truth or not. But the other thing I should underscore here, and we talked about this yesterday, try to underscore these things when we talk about sourcing of things. The folks that kind of put this out into ether is a podcast called the Pool Hook Podcast. And they're, again, have some LIV connections, but also they're one of those people who like will follow 5,000 people on Instagram, wait for 2,000 to follow them back and unfollow them all and do it all over again. So take that what you will. However, I think the thing to underscore is you don't have a track record here of getting things right or wrong, but you don't have a track record of getting things right. So you got to get a few things right before you get the benefit of the doubt instead of me saying, well, this is a potentially interesting thing, but take it with a grain of salt because of X, Y, and Z. So I still think you should take what Bryson says as with X, Y, and Z with that grain of salt, because he is under contract, because he could be negotiating, and because he could legitimately be on his way out the door or not. There's no guarantees in this world, but that's the reality of it, that there's a lot of asterisks to throw around those comments. And we wrote a story about it for golfnewsnet.com. Yeah, this is what he said, but yeah, he's under live contract. And yeah, you can't disparage live while you're under contract. So keep that in mind. Interesting thing to follow. Interesting thing to keep a lookout for. Again, we don't have this equivalent on the PGA Tour. You don't negotiate with the tour for your contract. So you don't kind of go and, oh, dark 30, as LeBron James would say, in contract negotiations, and keep everything mum and keep it close to the vest and not negotiate in public. You don't have that for PGA Tour players. You just don't. I mean, we don't even have it for TGL. We have Nick Dunlap and Tony Finau sign one match contracts, right? We don't have that there either. So this is a kind of newish thing for golf that doesn't have a true comparison point. So we don't really even have a basis from which to say, well, it used to be like this, or it's been like this in this situation. So there's no precedent. So but I think that kind of is interesting. And I think golf having a hot stove is mildly interesting. So we'll see what becomes of that. But nothing from Brooks Koepka so far about, his future on LIV Golf. I guess we'll get a handle on that pretty soon. Those are kind of the two main topics of the day. A little bit shorter of a show, but we've got a great week ahead. Arnold Palmer Invitational starts tomorrow at Bay Hill Club of Lodge. 72 players. A buddy of mine, Brendan Sweeney, who co-hosts the Road to French Lick with me, was inside the ropes today caddying in the Pro-Am for his buddy with Patrick Cantlay. So we'll get the scoop on that. And that sounds pretty exciting. We've got the Puerto Rico Open, which is the true golf sicko event of the week, which I love. I love watching the lottery ticket that's the Puerto Rico Open. Starting tonight, we've got the Blue Bay LPGA from China. You should be watching the LPGA. The season is off to a great start. Pretty interesting field this week. 108-player field, but probably about 20 of them shouldn't be any challenge whatsoever for the best LPGA players. So that's worth a watch. We've got the Champions Tour in action over on the West Coast. We've got the Corn Ferry Tour in action in Chile. We'll have a new episode of the Road to French Lick out this evening. And then we've got LIV Golf playing in Hong Kong. That starts Thursday night U.S. time, but Friday over there. So full boat this week, first full boat of the year. And then we got TGL playoffs next week, so everything comes to a head. The week after the Players comes to a head at that point. So that'll do it for us today on the show. Thank you so much for spending some time with me. I appreciate it. You can watch us every single day that we broadcast either live on our social media channels, more importantly on Golf News Net TV, which is available for Roku, Amazon, Free Live Sports, Freecast platforms have us. We'll have a couple more to announce soon as well. And then we'll have some more apps forthcoming, but we'll make that news when that time is right. Thanks so much again for watching. We'll talk to you next time here on Two Off the First. Have a great day, everybody.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.